Nita and four of my grandchildren are burnt. Shut up.
The unverified voice of a family's grandfather as a horrific scene unfolds in Mexico. At least six children and three women from a U.S. Mormon family have been killed in an ambush in northern Mexico. The victims were members of the LeBaron family, U.S. citizens who formed a fundamentalist Mormon community decades ago in the border region, according to Security Minister Alfonso Durazo. The attack occurred when a family members were traveling in three separate vehicles on a dirt road. President Donald Trump tweeted, "If Mexico needs or requests help in cleaning out these monsters, the United States stands ready, willing, and able to get involved and do the job quickly and effectively." Transcripts released by the House Intelligence Committee of a former ambassador to Ukraine are causing a Washington stir. Sagar Magani has more.
House investigators are set to release more impeachment interview transcripts today after giving the first inside look at the closed hearings. Yesterday's release was chilling. A transcript of Marie Yovanovitch recounting the campaign to fire her as the U.S. ambassador in Ukraine, including warnings from Ukrainian officials to watch her back as President Trump and allies pushed for Ukraine to help them politically. Yovanovitch said she was shocked that in a July call with Ukraine's leader, the president called her bad news and said she's going to go through some things. The president yesterday,
"I'm sure she's a very fine woman. I just don't know much about her."
Today, Democrats plan to release a transcript of European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland, whom Yovanovitch says urged her to tweet support for the president, telling her, "You need to go big or go home." Sagar Magani at the White House.
This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani announced Tuesday that Iran would begin injecting gas into centrifuges